Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. This is Robert Woolsey sitting in for Brian Hansen on Brian Hansen's High School Sports and Activities. And this morning, I'm really pleased to be joined by some representatives of the Mount Edgecombe Lady Braves basketball team. Coach Dane Vincent is here. Hi, Coach.
Morning.
Joellen Johnson is here.
Good morning.
Hi, Joellen and Renata Olson.
Good morning.
Good morning to you all. And I want to say that we're here under kind of sad circumstances, but you know, in truth, coach is smiling. Your girls had a terrific season.
It's a terrific group of girls. Absolutely, I'm smiling because they fought hard. They ended the season well. Missing it by four is no disappointment to me. I mean, ACS is a great ball team, and we were right there in it the whole way. And whenever we were down by 12, they could have hung their heads and said it's over, but they fought right back and got within two there right at the end. So I'm really happy with them. They've done an exceptional job this year.
It was a pretty good year, wasn't it, Joellen?
Yeah, it was.
Joellen, tell me what year and school you're in and where you're from.
I'm a junior from Kotlik, Alaska.
And where is Kotlik?
It's on the mouth of the Yukon.
Okay. Did some of your family, were they able to watch the game online?
Yeah, my whole family went to Anchorage.
Oh, they came and saw you play.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you see them cheering in the...
Yeah.
Were they there for the whole tournament or just the finals?
They were there for the whole tournament.
Okay. They must have been pretty excited about that.
Yeah.
All right. How about you, Renata? What grade are you in and where are you from?
I'm also a junior and I'm from Golovin. It's a small town outside of Nome. And my mom was able to make it and watch all of my games there. And I was really glad. Being here in Edgecombe, it's hard not having family like everyone else to support you during the season. And so it meant a lot for us, for everyone who had supporters to go and watch us play.
It must have been pretty intense to have not only just see your family a first time since Christmas probably, but to have to play under the pressure cooker of the tournament. The first game, you took on Nikiski, right, Joellen? Can you talk about how that game went? Do you remember? Or is it all a blur? Going into the tournament, Nikiski was, I mean, they were a pretty good team, right? Were you nervous about that at all?
I was kind of nervous, but I was ready to play them because we had to get through them to go to the semifinals.
And did you know any of the girls on that team? Had you seen them before at all?
We played them before, and I recognized some.
Coach, I wonder, the tournament opener, state tournament, was your team feeling confident, or does everybody kind of get butterflies going
up there? I think everybody's going to have butterflies going into it. We had a pretty good idea what Nikiski was going to do. Matter of fact, we had a really good idea what they were going to do against us. So I just talked to the girls and explained to them what they were going to do and how it was going to open up the outside a little more, and which got some of us to shoot a little more than what we've wanted. You know, Joellen had a really good game. She started shooting the ball again like she used to. And like I said, they all had nerves, but once they started playing, it's like turn the lights on. And I told them the gym floor is wood just like ours. The rim's 10 foot off the floor just like ours. Put it in the hole. That's all you got to do.
Right. Renata, I've heard that the way teams tried to take on your team was to double team Taryn White.
That was Nikiski's game plan when we went in, and we knew they were, and we saw it right off the bat. As soon as we came in, Nikiski's team has all the girls are really tall compared to our team, and right off the bat, they're double teaming her, and it was hard for us to get it into her, so we started doing like a high screen up top, and that opened it up a lot, and we attacked the basket, drew fouls, and that's what worked for us.
Are you guys three-point shooters at all?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Three-point is nice. And then you took on Barrow in the semis.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lady Whalers also kind of another perennial strong school in 3A. Were you nervous about that at all?
I was actually excited because we went to Barrow for a tournament and we played them and we beat them by 20. I knew they got better and they improved. And I knew how they played and their offense and defense, what they did. They pressed us the whole time, but this season, there wasn't a press that really hurt us a lot. And in the Barrow game, I like that we got the lead early on and maintained the lead the entire game. And, like, we went in with the right mentality, knew what we had to do to get the job done.
Right. And then it was on to ACS in the final. And ACS is kind of the big, scary school. Tell me about the ACS game, Joellen. Coach says that you guys got behind in that.
Yeah, for a while we went behind by, like, probably 10. And then we got tied up by, like, 4 or 5 times.
And I'm guessing that you all are not used to being behind.
No.
How is it different trailing as opposed to leading?
It makes you work even harder to...
Yeah, get the ball in the basket.
Yeah,
it is. It is a different kind of dynamic when you've had a winning team and you kind of controlled 3A. You know, you were sort of the team to beat in 3A this year. It's an unusual position to be in the championship game against a team that kind of puts you up against the ropes right off the bat.
Well, we knew ACS was going to be tough. They're a really good ball club. The shocking thing to me was they've pressed everybody all year, and they only came out and pressed us about 3 times, and then they fall back into a half court game. Whenever they had the lead, all we did was bring our defense up a little higher. We didn't actually change it. We just brought it out a little higher, put more pressure on them. They missed a couple of easy shots down low, and Taryn came down with the rebound, kicked it out. Renata got a nice little layup out of one, and Kathy Holly made a nice pass into Brittany Karen, and she got a nice little basket. Kathy came off the bench, and first play out of the box hit a 3, so that really brought us back into it. That cut it within 2. And the girls just fought really hard to maintain what we had and get back in the game.
Do you take that as a compliment, that they went into kind of pure defense?
Yes, I would say that's a pretty good compliment, because I think they watched our other games, and I watched how we maintained the press break, and girls set up our press breaks, both of them really nice, and did a good job in breaking it. So they figured, I don't know what they thought, but I mean, they didn't. I take it as an extremely big compliment that strong of a team, who has banked on it all year long, backed out of it and went to a half court.
Joellen, you're going to be back at Edgecombe next year?
Of course.
How is the team going to be different? Who's leaving?
We only have one senior, and that's Brittany, so it wouldn't affect us a whole lot. We just have to come back and have good grades.
Yeah, as always. And Renata, are you going to come back?
Yeah.
Next year?
Yeah, I am.
And what's your attitude going to be going into next season? Do you think you guys can go this far again next year?
Yeah, I think with how successful we were this season, we went from last year being the runner-up at regions to runner-up at state. So I think that it should make us work that much harder. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm already excited. This season was... like my best season of the best three years that I've been here, and I'm excited to what next year has come for us.
These girls are a great group. You know, it's been a pleasure for me. I coached for 9 years. This is my 10th year, first year in Edgecombe. Only been here 6 months, and it's an absolutely great group of kids. I mean, any new coach can tell you going into a program, if the students and the athletes don't buy into what you're trying to sell, it won't fly. But these guys bought into my offense, bought into this new defense that we put in, and I got a lot of support from them. Renata's done an excellent job being a court general. I mean, you can tell her what to do. Even if she thinks it's wrong, she's going to do it. And if it doesn't maintain, we don't have to stick to anything, you know. And that's what they've done a really good job of buying into everything, and I appreciate that as a coach.
All right, adapt. Joellen, what's next for you? I mean, are there spring sports at Edgecombe? What are you going to do?
Yeah, NYO just started.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
What do you do in that?
One-arm reach.
Okay. And what about you, Renata?
I was going to do it, but I injured my knee in the last game. With 30 seconds to go, I was going up and landed on it. I was out for the remainder of the game.
All right. That's tough. Well, rest up for next year. Renata Olson is a junior from Golovin. Joe Allen Johnson is a junior from Kotlik. Thanks very much for coming in this morning,
Thank
ladies.
You.
And
Thank
Coach
you.
Dane Vincent, his first season as head coach of the Lady Braves at Mount Edgecombe, going all the way to the finals in the state tournament.
Thanks for having us.
Last weekend in Anchorage. This has been Brian Hansen's High School Sports and Activities. Robert Woolsey sitting in for him. You can catch up with more high school sports and activities next week at this time.